Good evening.
晚安。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Let's just pray for the word.
我们祷告。
Oh dear Lord.
主啊。
Let your word run swiftly in amazing grace and be glorified.
让你的话语在加恩之里释放出来。
Lord, there's so many things on your heart.
你心上有很多的事。
But please be precise with me so that I can speak exactly what you must say to your bride this night.
主啊，让我非常精准地把你必须今天晚上告诉你心腹的话说出来。
Please help me not to go to the right or to the left of what you must say to your bride.
不要让我偏于左右。
I pray that this would not be a good teaching, but this would be an arrow into the heart of your bride.
让这不只是好的教导，但是能切入你心腹的心。
An arrow of love and impartation and acceleration.
是你爱的箭头来快速地动工在你心腹里。
An arrow of fiery jealous love.
是你一个极度的爱的这样的箭射出去。
That your bride would have eyes for no other lover but you.
让你的心腹除了你以外不看任何别的。
Fill this church full with your kingdom purposes this night in Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，让这个教会充满你国度的目的。奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
We are living in a very unique generation.
我们活在一个很独特的一代。
There are thousands of scriptural truths that are every bit as true for every generation that has ever lived, from Adam to the last page of Revelation.
圣经有很多的真理，对于每一代都是可应用的，都是真实的。
But there are certain truths that are lit up in a particular way for the last generation.
但是呢，有一些的真理是特别是为了最后一个世代。
Because the generation that will actually see everything in the book of Revelation take place has to be equipped 7 times more than any other church age that has ever lived.
因为那要看见所有关乎耶稣再来，而且看见耶稣回来的所有的预言应验的那一代，必须要7倍的被装备预备好。
Because there have been 7, I'm going to call them beast empires that have reigned and dominated Israel over the centuries.
也可以说过去历年来有7个兽的国度统治以色列。
They were basically Egypt,
埃及,
Assyria,
亚述,
Babylon,
巴比伦,
Medo-Persia,
波斯,
Greece,
希腊,
Rome,
罗马。
Okay, now what's number 7?
那第七是什么呢?
Well, that's... In Revelation 17, we learn that there is a 7th and an 8th, but the 8th belongs to the 7.
那在启示录呢说还有第七、第八，但是八是归属于第七的。
I don't have time to go into that one tonight, I'm sorry.
今天晚上没有时间再进入这个。
But there will be a beastly government that will rule on the earth just before the Lord lands and sets up his government and his throne.
但耶稣基督再回来设立他的国度之前，会有一个兽的国度会统治这个世界。
The evil and blasphemy of this last government will combine all the evil attributes of the 7 that went before it.
那这最后的兽的政权会包括所有前面6个兽的政权的那些的邪恶。
If we did a Bible study on each of those other empires, we would see that each one had a particular kind of idolatry and cruelty and hatred for Israel.
如果你看那前面那7个国度的话，他们每一个都有他一个独特的一种的邪恶偶像，还有呢恨以色列。
And every generation had overcoming saints who had a special grace to overcome the evil of that generation.
而且在那7个国度的当中，每一个都有得胜的基督徒，他能够胜过那个时代的邪恶。
I'll just give a few examples so that you can relate to these people.
就比如说哈，给一些例子。
Moses was just one man.
摩西只是一个人。
But he was given the grace to overcome the Pharaoh of his day, the greatest, cruelest world power at that time.
但是神给他恩典，胜过当时一个最邪恶的政权跟统治者法老。
Gideon was just one man and the least of his clan.
基甸只是一个人，而且是在家族里最小的。
But he was given a special grace to overcome hundreds of thousands of cruel Midianites who had oppressed them for 7 years.
但神给他一个特殊的恩典，能胜过一直压迫以色列人的数千数万的米甸人。
Elijah was just one man.
以利亚只是一个人。
He was given the grace to overcome a generation of apostate Israelites.
但神给他恩典，胜过一代的背叛神的以色列人。
He was given the grace to show the demonstration of God's power against 800 false prophets that were waiting to kill him.
神也给他一个恩典，来展示神的全能，胜过800个假先知的力量。
But because the fire of God showed up, he killed them. He had grace to overcome the evil of that generation of King Ahab.
因神的火从天降下来，可以胜过当时那个邪恶的黑暗权势。
Esther was just one woman.
以斯帖也只是一个女子。
A Jewish orphan in a Persian empire.
是一个在波斯王国里面的一个孤儿。
Haman was the Adolf Hitler of her day.
可以说在那个时代的希特拉就是当时的哈曼。
She was up against a scheme of murder that stretched from Ethiopia to India.
所以呢，可以说他要面对的一个要杀害以色列的权势，是从呢伊索比亚一直到印度的这样的一个大权势。
A scheme to murder every Jew in 127 provinces with hundreds of different languages spoken.
当时的那个计划就要把这127个省里面的有讲几百种语言的当中所有的犹太人都要杀掉。
But through prayer and fasting, she was given the grace to completely destroy Haman's scheme and put an end to his miserable name.
但是结果透过禁食祷告可以完全的胜过哈曼这个诡计。
David was just one man.
大卫也只是一个人。
Goliath had terrified the armies of Israel for months and months, and they could do nothing but shake in their armor.
那很多月来，哥利亚恐吓以色列人，他们什么都做不了。
But because this young man loved the Lord and trusted in him, he was able to destroy an insurmountable Gentile enemy.
但是因为这个年轻人爱神，所以神给他力量胜过这个极大的威吓。
He not only had the grace to kill the Philistine,
他不只是有得了恩典杀掉所有的非利士人，
but he had the grace to keep loving King Saul for 15 years as that man hunted him down like a dog and was so jealous he tried to kill him.
而且有十五年来，当扫罗因为嫉妒他，一直要追杀他，他仍然能爱这个扫罗王。
There are so many others, including Paul.
还有很多其他人，像保罗
，and others I don't have time to mention.
很多来不及说了。
Of course, the greatest overcomer of all is our Lamb of God, who was just one man.
更加是我们的主耶稣基督，神的羔羊，他也就是一个人。
Who chose to absorb all the filth and sin of the 12 billion souls, the 6 billion that lived before this generation and the 6 billion that are on the earth now, he chose to take that into his own flesh.
他把世界过去的六亿还有现在的60亿还有现在的60亿人的所有的罪跟污秽完全的吸收进去。
And not only did he take all of our sin and shame and disease,
不只是担当我们所有的罪我们的疾病我们的羞辱。
But he said, I will take on Antichrist and I will accomplish my salvation on the earth.
而且他也说我要抵挡那敌基督的我要成就在世上的救赎恩典。
In the same way,
同样的
This generation will need 7 times the overcomer's grace to deal with the evil of that last day's Pharaoh.
所以今在活在这个世代的我们需要7倍的这样的恩典来胜过末世的这个法老。
That last day's Hitler.
就是末世的希特勒。
And so we have to be equipped.
所以我们必须被装备。
We read in Psalm 2 this afternoon.
下午读诗篇二篇。
We read a number of things, but I just want to highlight and remind you of one thing.
提醒大家其中一点。
I'll just go back to Psalm 2 really quickly. I'll just read you that one part. It was the verse that said, Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, verse 8, and the ends of the earth your possession.
第八节，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
You will rule them with an iron scepter, and you will dash them to pieces like pottery.
你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。
You remember that we said this afternoon that the Father gave that promise to His Son, Jesus.
这里父把这个应许给他的儿子耶稣。
However, the Son delegated that exact word-for-word authority to us on earth.
但是儿子耶稣却把这样的应许权柄给我们在地上的一个。
Turn to Revelation.
我们看启示录。
And chapter 2.
第二章。
I need more hands than I have, Lord. Just too many things to do here. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 22.
二章二十二节。
Now in this letter to the church in Thyatira,
这个给推拉铁非推拉的教会的信。
The Lord is delegating the authority that his father delegated to him to us.
他把耶稣基督把他父给他的权柄来托付了我们。
Listen to this in verse 20, I'm sorry, it's chapter 2 verse 26.
二章二十六节。
Thank you. To him who overcomes, remember I said we need the grace to overcome?
刚才说我们需要得胜的恩典。
Okay, to him who overcomes and does my will until it just gets too hard,No, doesn't say that.
他就是说，遵守我命令，直到受不了的时候，不是。
No, to him who does my will until the end.
他遵守我命令到底的。
Now listen to the exact words of Jesus quoting Psalm 2, but telling it to us, his overcoming bride.
然后下面就是他说的那句话是跟诗篇二章是一模一样的。
I will give that overcomer authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I received authority from my father.
我要赐给他们权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖管辖他们，将他们如同窑匠的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。
How generous is this Lord Jesus?
哇，是多么的慷慨。
Who else would give us everything his father promised to him?
谁愿意把所有他父应许他的全给我们？
He word for word grants to us what his father gave to him, authority over the nations to rule them and to dash them to pieces if they're in rebellion.
他把父给他的这个制服列国的权柄完全的给我们。
But how do we get this authority? I mean, we see it here and it's ours.But we have to walk into it.
我们怎么样来进入这样的权柄？
And we can't walk into it without understanding what it means to overcome to the end.
所以我们必须明白什么是得胜到底。
To do His will, we must know His will.
要遵守他的命令，我们必须明白他的命令。
And so all of these messages are to prepare and equip you.To position yourself to stand in those days.
所以说，所有这些教导是预备我们可以在那危难的日子能站住。
Please know that this rulership that I just spoke of in verse 26 is not automatically granted to all born again Christians.
我说刚才说的那个制服列国的权柄，不是呢很自然的给每一个重生得救的基督徒。
If it were automatic and unconditional, the Lord would not say, "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end."
如果是给每一个人的，他就不会说那得胜又遵守我命令到底的。
He would just say, "Everyone that's born again will get to dash the nations with me."
他就会说，他如果不是有条件的，他就会说啊，所有重生得救的就可以跟我一起来啊。
So I want to look at what he's looking for in the overcoming company so we can quickly accelerate and press in to all his high standards.
So 我们要看他所要求的得胜者是什么的条件，以致我们可以快速的可以进入这些的命定。
This afternoon, we looked at three things we needed to do to be in alignment with his purposes for this generation.
今天早上我们看见我们要做三件事，以致在这个世代可以跟他的心意来对准。
I'll just briefly review and name what those three things were.
那三件事就是。
First, as I read you Psalm 2, I asked you to prophetically declare Psalm 2 aloud in your prayers.
第一，我就是说在照着诗篇第二篇来这样的来先知性的宣告那些的话语。
And in other words, to say, O Lord, let my nation be granted to you as your inheritance. I give you Canada. I give you Vancouver. In other words, standing with his legal right to own your city and your nation.
我们就站在神有权柄来统管我们的国家，来这样的祷告说，主啊，我把加拿大给你，主啊，让加拿大成为你的基业和田产。
Now you might think logically,
你可能按理性来说，
Jill, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to own the nations and it doesn't matter whether you say it or not.
他原来就是万主之主，万王之王，不管你说什么，他都会拥有列国的。
He's all powerful and he lives in heaven. And what does it matter if we speak it out and say, I give you Canada?
他是全能者，所以我们说我把加拿大交给你有什么分别呢？
Okay, if you're asking yourself that, you were not paying attention this afternoon.
如果你问这个问题，那你下午就没有专心听了。
Because, remember, even in the Old Testament, it said, surely he does nothing without revealing it to his servants, the prophets.
因为呢，下午我们说，在旧约时代，神也说，神若不将他的旨意来启示他的先知仆人，就一无所行。
And if he would say that about his Old Testament prophets, how much more to those he calls not only his friends, but his bride, his partner from his side, his helper.
所以既然对仆人他都会启示他的心意，何况对他的配偶，他的心腹他的亲密的朋友，在新约的时代他会启示他的心意，是不是？
Song of Solomon says, Let me hear your voice. Your voice is sweet to me. I move to the sound of your voice.
雅歌那里新郎是说，让我听到你的声音，因为你的声音对我是甜美的。
He is looking for a partner and a friend who will align her declarations with what he wants to do.
主耶稣在寻找一个配偶，一个朋友，他的宣告会跟他的旨意配合。
Can he do it all by himself, whether we talk or not?
他可以不在乎我们的宣告而成就一切吗？
He can.
可以的。
But his relational heart will not let him do anything apart from the agreement of his bride.
但是他是这样的来寻求我们这样的关系，以致若没有我们跟他一起来同意来这样的宣告，他就不会做什么。
Let's say there's a human husband who's bigger and stronger than his little wife.
就比如说地上有个丈夫，他比他的妻子更强壮。
He can easily drive to the bank and take all the money out and spend it any way he wants. She can't stop him.
他可以到银行把所有的钱提出来而随意的花，因为他的妻子也不能拦住他。
He can go anywhere he wants without her permission, and some men do.
他可以没有得到他的准许去任何的地方，就有些弟兄是这样。
But if he loves her, won't he talk to her about it and make sure they're in agreement?
但是他如果非常的爱她，难道他不会告诉她，让他们两个人是同意的？
When you love someone, even if you can act unilaterally, you don't, because you've limited yourself by your heart of love.
就是如果你真是爱一个人，虽然你可以呢单独的行事，但是你会限制自己的这个啊自由的权利，因为你的心是这样的爱对方。
Otherwise, he would have broken the seals and opened that scroll without all of heaven saying, "Open it, Lord, Lion of Judah, you are worthy, break the seals." He didn't need them to urge him, but he wanted to be urged on by heaven, so everyone was in agreement.
所以呢，在启示录四章呢，他也可以自己呢来揭开那个书卷还有印，而不需要呢天上所有的声音来说啊，让你来打开书卷吧。但是他愿意他们来这样的来啊催促他打开书卷。
And that was the second thing that I said is to be in alignment with him that he desires to break the seals of that scroll which is the title deed to take back the earth.
那第二点我今天下午说的就是说我们要在这个事情上跟他的心意 对齐就是要宣告同意啊，他要打开这个书卷，这个书卷就是他对这个地上的那个产权的。
Because if heaven wants to accelerate his coming back to rule and reign, his bride on earth should desire that too. Amen.
因为现在天使的使者都催促他要打开这个书卷，何况我们地上他的心腹呢？
The third thing that I mentioned was to pray the Lord's Prayer as a prophetic declaration.
第三点我提到的就是呢，主祷文祷告的时候呢，作为一个先知性的宣告来祷告。
It should never be a religious prayer ever, ever again.
不要是个很旋律式的一个祷告文。
We remember that the Lord cried out, "Our Father in heaven."
主耶稣呼求我在天上的父。
Let your name be kept holy, holy, holy.
愿人都尊你的名为圣，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Let your government and rule be established on this wicked earth.
让你的政权，让你的统治临到这个邪恶的世界。
Let your righteous, perfect will be done instead of all the plans of man.
让你的公义的旨意来成就，而不是人所有那些的。
So when you and then ask for your daily bread and all those other things.
然后你再为自己的每日的饮食各样的事情祷告。
But begin to pray the prayer in your own heart language with the meaning and the intention, and not just make it kind of a thing you say.
真是呢，从心里用自己的语言来表达啊这个祷告。
Is there a moment in history when the Lord's prayer will actually be fulfilled?
那主祷文的应许会不会在人类历史当中会完全的成就呢？
Well, if the Lord prayed it, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
既然耶稣这样的祷告一定会成就的。
Do I have a verse for that?
我有没有圣经的根据？
Yeah, do you?
有，你有吗？
Anybody?
有吗？
I'll just tell you if you don't.
告诉你吧。
What? Want me to tell you?
告诉你吧。
Revelation 11:15.
就是启示录十一章十五节。
Sorry, I'm being a school teacher. Revelation 11:15.
十一章十五节。
Let's see what moment in history this takes place, the fulfillment of the Lord's Prayer.
在历史上什么时候耶稣的主祷文成就了？
The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said,
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，
The kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever from this moment forward.
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
And Isaiah 9:6, which I'll just say from memory.
还有以赛亚书九章六节。
For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given.
因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
And the government will rest on his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And of the increase of his government and of his peace, there will be no end.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
To establish it with justice on the throne of David forevermore.
必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
Now, how do we get from point A to point B?
怎么从 A 一直到 B 呢？
He has to overturn the kingdoms of this world in order to set up his kingdom on this earth.
他必须推翻世上的王国，以及来设立天上的王国。
Now, in the systems of this world, every infrastructure we have in society is polluted and corrupted with blasphemy and idolatry.
可以说，在我们世界上的所有的所有的世界的政权的结构里面，都是充满着偶像和亵渎神的。
Our political system,
无论我们的政治的制度，
our educational system,
我们的教育的制度，
our business and commerce infrastructures,
还有我们的经济商业的制度，
our legal and justice system,
我们的法律的制度，
even our religious systems,
甚至宗教的制度。
And our scientific system.
还有科学方面的制度。
There's probably quite a few more that I'm not remembering right now.
还有其他的。
But every system of man is filled with man's will and man's false philosophy and idolatry.
就是所有这些制度是充满人的哲学、人的心思意念和偶像。
It's not easy to rebuild a kingdom society on a foundation of lies and fornication and idolatry.
很难在一个呢原来是充满了淫乱欺哄的一个根基上重新建造一个新的王国。
If you bought a property to build a house,
如果你买了一块地要盖房子，
would you build it on a foundation of filth and garbage and toxic waste and poison? Would you build your house on top of that?
如果那个地的根基下面的都是一些垃圾，都是一些有毒的垃圾，你会在上面盖房子吗？
If there was a garbage pit the size of China under that foundation, would you build a house right there over that garbage pit?
如果呢在下面就是个垃圾池，大到中国那么大，你会在这个地上面去盖房子吗？
Or would you clean it out and strip it of its filth before you set up a righteous house?
难道你们不会把它洁净，把所有的污秽完全挪去，你才建立一个正义之家吗？
The problem is, if the garbage pit is wide enough and deep enough, it will create much destruction on the earth's surface before you can finally clean it out.
但是呢，因为那个污秽是那么大的它会制造很大的那个影响。
The Lord actually gave me a prophetic dream about the garbage pit, and a size was indescribable, which had to be cleaned out before the Lord's house could be built.
有一次神给我一个先知性的异梦，让我看见呢，那个垃圾，那个坑是那样的深，那么的脏，需要呢很多的功夫才把它洁净，然后主才能建立他公义之家。
That's why, remember when I said we have to agree with his limited redemptive judgments when he starts breaking those seals?
所以呢，我说我们必须来同意他要有一些为了救赎而施行的那个审判。
Remember I said we don't want earthquakes and we don't want plague disease and all those things, but if we don't agree with him, he can't strip the earth to clean it for his new kingdom.
当然我们不愿意看见有地震啊灾祸啊，但是若我们不跟他同意同心合意，他不能开始来揭开那些的污秽，铲除那些的污秽。
But I also told you there is protection for the bride who loves him and fears him.
但我也说那些爱耶稣的心腹，敬畏他的心腹，他会保护他们。
I told you that Malachi says that God puts a mark of distinction on those who love him.
马勒基是说，神把属他的人是分别出来，在他身上有印记。
And Malachi says, "In that day, I will spare the righteous as a man spares his own son."
他说，在那日，神要保护、释放 那些正义的人、公义的人，正如一个父亲来释放他的儿子、保护他的儿子。
Please, would you turn with me to 1 Kings 18?
我们来看列王记上十八章。
The prophet Elijah had authority in his mouth from the Lord.
以利亚口中有权柄，从神来的。
Israel was in a period of apostasy under the wicked King Ahab and his wife from Lebanon, Jezebel.
当时以色列的君王亚哈跟他从黎巴嫩来的邪恶的妻子耶洗别，他们是带领以色列在一个悖逆的时代。
We won't do the whole story, but I want to say before I speak about 1 Kings 18, as I was waiting on the Lord over the past couple weeks for this church,The Lord gave me a word for this church.
当我还没有进入这一章圣经的时候呢，我说过去两个星期，当我等候神关乎这个教会的时候，神有话给我关于这个教会。
And because this word had truths from several scriptures, I want to just unpack the most important scripture, which was from 1 Kings 18, before I read you the word that the Lord gave me for this church. Is that okay?
因为呢，神给我这个话语呢是有很多各个经文有关的，但是最主要呢是从这个经文，所以我先解开这个经文，然后才宣读神给我对于这个教会的话语。
In the same way that we can agree with a judgment, even though we ourselves will be protected.
正如呢，我们可以在神施行审判的时候呢，跟神同心合意虽然在当中我们会得到保护。
Elijah declared a 3.5-year drought, even though he himself did not die of thirst.
这样呢，以利亚用他的口也宣告有三年半的一个旱灾但是他自己呢神保护了他。
Because Israel worshipped demons, they were under a curse, and no rain fell by the word of Elijah.
因为呢，以色列人呢敬拜呢邪灵，所以呢他就。在一个咒诅之下，所以接着先知的话语，他们就没有雨。
Elijah didn't cause the drought, although Ahab and Jezebel blamed him for the drought.
其实以利亚呢没有引发这个旱灾，虽然呢亚哈跟耶洗别就怪他。
Elijah was a type or a picture of the end time bride declaring the judgments of the Lord, but not being swept away by the calamity.
其实以利亚这里呢是个图画，就是末世的心腹宣告神的旨意，但是呢，在这个旨意施行的当中，没有被这些的灾祸呢所淹没。
It was Israel's Baal worship that brought the drought. Elijah merely pronounced God's judgment with his mouth.
其实呢，是以色列他们因为拜偶像带来这样的审判，而以利亚只是宣告了神的审判而已。
When Ahab finally caught Elijah,
后来呢，亚哈呢抓到以利亚。
He said, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
他说，就是你吗？你这个让以色列这些的灾殃的是你吗？
And Elijah said, "I haven't troubled Israel. You've troubled Israel by leading them into idolatry and Satan worship."
我没有造成以色列的灾，而是你带领以色列去敬拜偶像而。经历这些的灾祸。
Don't shoot the messenger.
他说你不要来攻击神的使者。
And Elijah said, "By my word, it will not rain."
当时呢，以利亚说呢，我这样的说不会有雨。
And by my word, and only by my word, will it ever rain again in Israel.
那除非呢，我开口说话，不然的话呢，不会再下雨。
Was he proud and arrogant to say that?
他是不是很骄傲来这样的宣告？
Or was he a picture of the end time bride walking in the power of the creative spoken word in agreement with God's will?
其实呢，他就是一个末世心腹的一个图画，他只是呢与神的心意对齐，同心合意来宣告神的心意出来。
But he needs a bride that he can trust with that kind of spoken authority, because it could be dangerous if your motives are not pure. Amen.
但是神需要一个他可以信得过的心腹，给他有这样的权柄在那个口中，不然的话呢是非常危险的。那个话有这样的权柄。
And even though Elijah agreed with the judgment of the drought, he wasn't afraid for his own life because he also needed to drink water.
虽然呢，以利亚跟神要宣告这个旱灾、这个审判呢，是同心合意宣告出来，但是他没有害怕，因为其实他也需要喝水啊。
And we read in 1 Kings where God fed him supernatural bread from a widow, and he gave him water from a brook that should have been dry.
所以神也是超自然的，借着一个寡妇呢，供应他的食物，也在呢一个溪边给他一个本来一个经干了的溪来供应他喝水。
For 3 years, Elijah had water every day, and a jar of oil and a bowl of flour never ran out from a poor widow who fed him for 3 years.
所以三年来呢，他每天有水喝，而且呢，那个寡妇的那瓶油、那些面一直都没有断过。
That is a picture of how we are going to overcome. Even in the midst of judgments, our bread and our water are sure.
所以这个是我们如何将来来胜过审判我们的粮、我们的油不会断绝。
And my brother, dear Pastor Dave, looked that up for me. It was Isaiah 33:16.
之前我的讲的
，we don't have to turn to it, but it just says, well, I'll just read it to you. You can turn.
之前我们提出的那个经文啊。
Oh my gosh, this is keep falling down. Sorry. It says, "Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who can dwell in?" I'm sorry. That's verse. Let's start with verse 14. About halfway through, who can dwell with consuming fire? Who can dwell in everlasting burning?
就以赛亚书33:14说，我们中间谁能与吞灭的火同住？我们中间谁与永火同住呢？
In other words, who can live in the fire of God's holiness?
谁能活在神圣洁的火中？
He who walks righteously and speaks what is right.
行事公义，说话正直。
And then jump to the very end of verse 16.
然后我们看最后哈，十六节。
His bread will be supplied, and his water will not fail him.
他的粮必不缺乏，他的水必不断绝。
That's a promise for the righteous.
这是给正义人的应许。
Now I'm going to turn back to 1 Kings 18.
我们回到呢列王记上18章。
Finally, the day came when Elijah knew it was the Lord's will to break the curse of the drought over Israel.
后来时候到了，以利亚知道那是时候呢，结束这个旱灾的咒诅。
That same moment came for Gideon many years before.
同样呢，在多年前那一天也临到过基甸。
The Midianites had been crushing and stealing every drop of food from Israel for 7 years.
当时米甸人压迫以色列人，抢夺他们的食物7年。
And the angel of the Lord let Gideon know that this was the day that the Lord was going to break the curse of the Midianites over Israel.
当时天使显现跟他说，今天神要破除米甸人压迫以色列的咒诅。
And about 300 or 400 years later, God showed Elijah that this was the day that he would break the curse of the drought over Israel.
那三四百年之后，当天神就指示以利亚，当天神要破除这个旱灾的咒诅在以色列上。
But both Gideon and Elijah had one problem.
但是呢，当时的基甸还有以利亚都有同一个问题。
Now hear me carefully.
所以我们注意听。
There were satanic altars in the land.
在以色列地上有拜偶像的那些祭坛。
Gideon's own father had an altar to Baal.
甚至呢，基甸自己的父亲有拜巴勒的祭坛。
Baal was a high-level evil principality who derived his power from the blood of innocent babies.
所以巴勒是一个高层次的一个邪恶的黑暗权势，他是借着那人献祭儿童而得力的。
Elijah couldn't break the drought until the altars to Baal, also still being worshipped, were torn down.
同样，在以利亚的时代，那些巴利的祭坛必须被完全的破除，他才能让那个旱灾停止。
Both of those godly men had a showdown with the evil powers to demonstrate that the power of God was greater.
那基甸和以利亚都要跟这个恶势力来对峙，以致神的能力才能彰显。
Both of them were just one man that had no weapons.
这两个人都是只是一个人，他们手上没有别的武器。
The weapons of their warfare were prayer and faith and prophetic declaration.
他们征战的武器就是信心、祷告，还有宣教性的宣告。
The prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth, as you know, cried out on their gods all day for them to send the fire on the bull of sacrifice.
那巴利的先知还有阿斯塔洛的先知，整天就在呼求他们的神来降火烧那些的祭物。
But when Elijah's turn finally came at the time of the evening sacrifice,
在晚祭的时候，轮到以利亚来呼求神。
He only prayed one sentence.
他就是祷告一句话。
They had prayed all day and cut themselves.
他们又砍自己的身体，又呼求他们的神明，一整天了都没事发生。
But their gods remained silent because they were not gods at all.
因为那些神明根本就不是神，所以呢不能做什么。
And this is the one sentence Elijah prayed.
那以利亚只是祷告一句话。
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
他说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊。
Let it be known this day that Yahweh, He is the Lord.
求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神。
That's all he prayed.
他就是这样祷告。
Well, that was enough to move God's heart.
就足够推动神的心。
Fire fell down from heaven and burned up that soggy bull.
就火从天降，就烧了这些已经全湿的祭物。
And then the curse was broken because first God demonstrated that he was greater than that false demonic God. And then Elijah had the authority to kill all of those 850 false prophets.
那是那个时候旱灾的咒诅被破除。首先是神显出他是至大的神，然后神以利亚有权柄把所有的假先知杀掉。
But what happens after that is even more interesting.
那之后就有更有趣的事发生。
Because once the fire fell and he killed the false prophets,
当火从天降，而所有的假先知被杀后，
Listen to what Elijah says to Ahab, the wicked king, in 1 Kings 18, verse 41.
十八章四十一节，以利亚对亚哈说，
Elijah said to Ahab, Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain.
你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声了。
Now, how many of you know that the sky was just as cloudless and blue as it was before he spoke those words?
可当时他这样说的时候，天还是一样的，完全没有任何的云，没有任何的下雨的迹象。
I've lived in Israel.
我住在以色列，住过以色列。
And there's nothing drier.Than a cloudless, hot, blue sky summer day.
就是一个没有云的夏天，可以说是非常干旱的。
Nobody would ever say, "I hear the sound of a heavy rain."
没有人会说我听到大雨的声音了。
It takes a lot of faith to say that.
需要很大的信心才能这样的宣告。
He obviously wasn't hearing with his natural ears. Amen.
他不是肉耳听到。
So he says that to Ahab.So Ahab's like, good, it's been a long day of watching my false prophets cut themselves. I'm going to go have a nice meal.
So then, 亚哈说是啊是一天很长了，他就去吃了。
But Elijah didn't go and eat and drink, although he was just as hungry as Ahab.
以利亚也是跟亚哈一样很累很饿，但是他没有跟他一样去吃喝。
He climbed back up to the top of Mount Carmel in Haifa. He bent down to the ground and put his face between his knees.
他就爬上加密的山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之间。
He began to pray.
他开始祷告。
It wasn't automatic, even though he had just broken the curse of idolatry.
虽然呢，刚才已经破除了这个偶像的咒诅，但是不是就马上自然就下雨。
And in faith, he told his servant to go look toward the sea, go look toward the west, and maybe you'll see a little cloud.
他对仆人说要出去看一下往海观看看有没有一点点的云。
But when his servant looked, there was no cloud, so Elijah prayed again.
他出去看没有云他就再祷告。
And again, and again, and again, and again.
多次的祷告再祷告。
Six times there wasn't even a whisper of a cloud, and he kept praying on that mountain.
六次出去看都看不见任何的云彩，他继续的跪在那里祷告。
The greatest prophet, the great man of God, had to pray seven times to even see a cloud the size of a man's hand.
这个最伟大的先知，神的仆人，要祷告七次才看见像一个手掌这样大的云。
On the seventh time, verse 44, the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea."
第七次，仆人回来说，我看见有一小片云从海里上来，不过如人手那样大。
So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you."
以利亚说，你上去告诉亚哈，当套车下去，免得被雨阻挡。
Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, a wind rose, a heavy rain came on, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel.
霎时间天阴风云黑暗，降下大雨，亚哈就坐着车往耶斯列去了。
In Hebrew, the word, in my English Bible, it says Jezreel.
我的圣经这里说是耶斯列去了，亚哈坐车。
In Hebrew, the word is Yezreel, which means God sows the seed.
在希伯来语这个意思是说神撒种。
It's a valley that is in the north of Israel, all a part of the valley that we call Armageddon.
所以呢，亚哈往那个地方耶斯列呢，就是在以色列北部的一个山谷，是属于亚麻基戈顿的山谷的其中一部分。
It's the most fertile valley in all of Israel. It's beautiful and huge.
是个最茂盛的一个山谷，非常大，非常美。
But in those days, it hadn't rained for 3 years.
但当时
and it wasn't very fertile.
当时已经三年没有下雨，所以没有任何的
Okay, this is what I want to share with you now.
所以我跟大家分享。
We want to pray for rain in the season of rain.
我们要在下雨的季节来求雨。
The Lord is building some. Before I read you this word that He gave me,
我还没有读神给我关于这个教会的话语之前。
I just want to share a little bit, and then I'll read it, and then we'll pray into it. Okay.
我们再分享一下，然后我宣读，然后我们再祷告，为这个祷告。
The Lord is building His house.
神在建立他的家。
Each church has a unique.Particular destiny to fulfill.
每一个教会有它很独特的命定要成就。
But there are certain things that are universal to all of his churches, which must be part of the foundation.
但是有些是关乎每一个教会必须建立的根基。
I want to tell you a few more of those general principles before I do the specific for this church.
我再跟大家讲一下呢，一般性的。这些需要的根基，然后再进入关于这个教会它独特的一些话语。
I had given you 3 ways to be aligned that I reviewed this time.
刚才跟大家复述了三方面，我们如何与神的心意来对准。
But I want to give you a few more now, even if I don't have time to talk at great length about each one.
我再简单的介绍，还有几方面我们可以与神的心意对齐。
A few of these are more for you as individuals, but it will affect the life of the corporate body.
有一些呢是跟你个人与神的心意对齐，但是呢也会影响整体的命定。
In order to qualify to be a part of this end time house for all his purposes,
如果我们要成为合资格的末世的人可以参与在神在整体做的事。
Not only the leadership, but every one of you has to be kingdom-minded.
不只是领袖，而是每一个会众都必须有个国度的心胸。
Do you remember when Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things that you worry about will be added to you"?
耶稣说：“你们要先求神的国、神的义，这一切都要加给你们了。”
We are all by nature, if I could say, self-centered.
我们可以天然人来说都是自我中心的。
I'll speak for myself. It doesn't come naturally to me to be so obsessed with God's kingdom that I give no thought to my own needs, comforts, fears, and desires.
就说我自己吧，啊，我不是说很自然的，就是总是想着啊神国的事情，而不在乎呢我自己的舒适啊、需要啊等等。
I have had to make many deliberate decisions to be kingdom-minded and to put the interests of His people and His kingdom above many, many things that clutter my mind.
我需要多次的很刻意的做一些选择，让我的心思，让我的是为着呢国度，而不是呢充满在我脑袋里很多呢是关于个人的需要跟喜好。
The Lord knows all of our needs and all of our worries and all of our strange thoughts.
神知道所有我们的需要，我们的软弱，还有我们奇怪的思想。
But He needs us now more than any other generation to fix our thoughts on the coming of the Lord Jesus, on the returning of His kingdom.
但过于任何别的世代，神在这个世代需要我们来专注，注目在他再来的是世上。
People that are not kingdom-minded will not be able to function as a unified bride crying out for God's purposes. They'll be too busy thinking about their own.
如果你没有国度的心胸的话，你总是想自己的事情，你没有办法跟大家一起做一个整体的心腹来呼求神的旨意成就在地上。
So begin to work on that principle in your private devotions with the Lord.
所以在你个人的生命与神的关系上，你要在这个方面来对付，来操练。
Begin to ask Him to break your heart with the things that break His heart.
求神呢，让使你让你自己可以为着他破碎他，使他心破碎的事情，同样让你的心破碎。
Begin to ask Him to strip away your selfish thoughts and to help turn your heart toward His purposes.
求神呢，把你所有呢自我中心的那些的心思意念呢挪去，让你的心思意念呢专注在他的心意上。
Another thing that is essential for every church to do to align.
另外一件事呢，是每一个教会必须做呢，以致对神的心意对齐。
Is to be a people of repentance, both individually and corporately.
就是做一个愿意悔改的子民，无论是你个人或者集体来说，是愿意悔改。
First, as individuals, we must be very transparent with the Lord about the black spots in our heart.
对于我们自己生命里面的污秽，我们跟神要非常的透明。
He searches the motives, the deepest motives of every thought and everything we do.
因为神查验我们最深的动机，我们每做一件事情，他查验我们最深的动机。
He knows it all, whether we tell him or not.
不管我们跟他说不说，他都全知道了。
But he so loves the people that will bare their hearts to him and tell him to examine everything so he can clean it out.
但是他很愿意我们是这样的跟他呼求，让他可以完全的洁净我们，来监察我们的心。
Repentance has to be voluntary. He will not do it to you.
悔改必须从你心主动的发出，他不会强迫让你来悔改。
A loving husband will not do anything to his wife against her will.
一个爱妻的丈夫不会强迫妻子做任何他不愿意做的事。
He needs voluntary lovers.
主需要甘心的爱人。
So on the personal level, we must stay very repentant, even about one evil thought that maybe we only had for 1 minute.If we remember that we thought it, we should repent of it before the Lord privately.
所以呢，个人来说，我们必须呢有一个悔改的心，甚至你一分钟有一个小小的不讨他喜悦的意念，都要悔改。
We don't have to confess it to the whole world, but we've got to do business with God and keep a short account of sin.
不是向全世界来认罪悔改，就是向他可以呢快速的认罪悔改。
But as a corporate body.We need to be repenting for our nation and for ourselves.
那作为一个整体来说，我们要为我们的国家，也为我们自己来认罪悔改。
Every church needs to set a time, a day, maybe once a year, maybe 3 times a year, maybe once a month. That's up to the church.
每一个教会必须要定期的，或者是一年有一天，或者有3次，或者一个月有一次。
But there has to be a set apart time for consecration, fasting, weeping, and repentance for ourselves and for our nation.
必须要把一个时间分别出来，是专心啊来认罪悔改，为着我们个人，也为着我们的国家。
Many times these acts of corporate repentance are not things that we ourselves personally did.
还有刚才说是还有禁食祷告，这些认罪的事情不一定是我们自己所做的。
For example, my country, America, enslaved African Americans for close to 400 years.
就比如说我的国家美国是强迫非洲人在我们国家做奴隶快有400年了。
Millions died under the most horrible conditions imaginable.
在非常恶劣的环境底下，有数百万的这样的非洲人就死去。
I never owned slaves myself.
我自己从来没有拥有过奴隶。
I hate slavery.
我恨着奴隶这制度。
But I have gone into corporate repentance meetings where for 3 days we wailed and screamed in repentance over the blood of these innocent people that our nation killed.
但是我曾经参加一些呢集体的认罪悔改的聚会，我们三天天天啊大声号哭流泪悔改，为着我们国家历史里面所做的这个罪。
Under the ministry of Nita Johnson, we have also wailed and repented for days over abortion and human trafficking and the treatment of the First Nations people.
那在 Nita Johnson 所带领的服事的当中，我们也是一起的几天的流泪认罪悔改，是为着呢堕胎，为着贩卖人口，还有对原住民的那些残害。
I'm just giving that as an example of what corporate repentance looks like.
我就是简单的解释什么是呢集体的认罪悔改。
A leader who has a heart for that issue can stand up and just stir up the people to understand that we need to, in a way, atone for our nation through tears and repentance.
一个有负担的领袖可以站起来，来带领这样的认罪悔改，为着我们国家的罪。来呼求神来赎罪赦免。
Jesus' blood on the cross is our atonement, but it's only effectual through repentance.
耶稣的宝血是有果效的，但是必须我们借着认罪悔改来得着这个赦罪的果效。
And the Lord said to Ezekiel, I'm looking for a man who will stand in the gap between my wrath and wicked Israel.
以西结当时说我要找着人站在破口堵住破口，就是以致神的愤怒可以在邪恶的以色列之间要站在当中做堵住破口。
He's looking for intercessors 神在寻找 who will plead for righteousness and cover the sins of their nation through weeping and repentance. That's just a biblical principle.
神在寻找代祷者，就是来为着国家的罪来呼求，而且来
to plead for righteousness to come to the nation or to ask forgiveness.
就是求赦免，还有求公义临到国家。
Okay, another principle that's on the individual level.
另外，个人的层面。
Another individual principle is humility, going low in our hearts.
一个个人的一个原则就是呢，谦卑。很低很低的知识。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
就是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
To be poor in spirit means you don't think you have it all together. It means you feel needy for more of God, desperate for you're in poverty of spirit.
是邻里的贫穷，就是你觉得你非常的需要神，你并不觉得自己拥有一切，都知道一切。
Going low means you don't think you're better than anyone around you.
我们一个很低的那个态度，就是你并没有想自己比别人更高，知道更多。
It means you don't think your opinion should override the opinion of someone you think less of.
你没有想自己的意见比别人的更重要。
Going low means you don't want anyone to admire you or respect you.
这个自卑就是你没有要求别人来欣赏你，来看重你。
Going low means you're not jealous of someone when they get raised up, and you wish it was you.
这个自 我谦卑就是当你看见别人被提升的时候你不会嫉妒。
For a church to function in the unity of the bride, there cannot be jealousy, ambition, or competition.
所以做一个教会能做一个幸福的同心合一的运作的时候在当中必须没有野心没有尊敬没有嫉妒。
I want to urge you over the next few weeks of hearing this word.
我鼓励大家在未来几个星期当中
for your own sake before the Lord.
为了你自己在神面前
and for the sake of this church coming into the fullness of what God has for you
也为了这个教会进入神完全进入神给你们的旨意
if there is anyone that you feel resentful or jealous of
如果有任何人你嫉妒他或者你觉得有苦毒在心中
if there is anyone you are holding a grudge against and have not forgiven
有任何你心里觉得有苦毒而你还没有饶恕的
If there's anyone you wish they would just disappear,
如果有任何人你觉得他最好消失
you need to repent privately and you need to go to them and make it right, even if it really is costly.
你自己需要先认罪悔改，也要向当事人认罪悔改，纵然的是要付代价的。
God needs love among His bride to function as one voice and one heart. He hates mixture.
神需要他的心腹是完全的同心合意，以致可以一个声音、一个心意来运行。
And the last general principle，
那最后一个呢？一般性的原则
is as a corporate body, you must love and align your hearts with the nation of Israel and her end time purposes。
你必须做一个整体与神在以色列末世的。心意来对齐，来爱以色列。
I can't teach on Israel right now.
我现在不是要教导关于以色列的。
But I have just finished a new book, which is not out yet.
我刚写了一本新书啊，但是还没有印出来。
By the time it comes out, I'll already be living in Israel.
在这本书印好的时候，我已经住在以色列了。
But it will be available from my website anyway.
以后可以从网站上订。
It's called Israel's Prophetic Destiny.
就讲到以色列先知性的命定。
It will be out January 1st.
1月1号会出版。
By the word of the Lord, I have also made a 12-part high-definition DVD teaching series on the book on Israel.
还有呢，神吩咐我，我就做好一个十二课的教导，是有关于以色列的，是根据那本书。
It will be a very good teaching series for any church that wants to quickly come up to speed on the prophecies and the history and the future of Israel.
所以呢，任何一个教会也可以做一个很好的教材，很快速的明白所有关于以色列末世的一些的预言，还有未来的神的心意，还有过去的历史。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Okay, I've only been able to give a little overview, but that's a good start, right?
刚才几点只能够很概括性的跟大家分享。
Okay, with the permission of your precious leaders, I would like to read this word that the Lord has given to me.
所以我愿意得到你们领袖的准许来宣告神给我关于教会的话语。
If the pastors feel good about it, they're allowed to give out copies or make it available on the website.
如果牧师觉得可以合适的话，就可以来有复印。
I received this word on June 18th while I was praying for your church.
当我为加恩教会祷告的时候，六月十八号我领受到这些的话语。
First, I saw in the spirit like this upward movement that looked like a lot of smoke going up.
首先我看见呢好像呢有烟这样的一直往上。
And then I heard this word.
然后我听到这个话语。
Much incense is going up before the throne of the Holy One of Israel.
很多的香
Okay, much incense is going up before the throne of the Holy One of Israel.
很多的香在以色列的圣者的宝座前一直往上升。
Now, I knew God was speaking about the prayers that Bob and I had been praying for this church in the weeks leading up to our visit.
我知道呢，这是神讲到我们来之前，我跟 Bob 呢为这个教会的很多的祷告。
But I also knew he meant the prayers that he wanted to go up from this church to him.
我也知道呢，这句话呢是代表呢神愿意这个教会现在他面前的祷告。
The smoke and fragrance of your prayers are rising up to the God of heaven.
你祷告的香气跟烟一直升到天上的神那里。
As holy prayers rise up to him, his purposes and plans are filled full.
当这些圣洁的祷告升到他面前的时候，他的计划跟心意就被满了。
Made full and complete, and will be made ready to be poured out upon the earth.
所以这些他的计划就满了。之后就可以预备好，可以浇灌到地上来。
As the waters of the sea rise up to the clouds as a mist，
正如呢海里的水升到天上是像像雾一样的升到那个云当中。
And are poured back in the earth as rain，
然后呢又从天上呢又浇灌到地上，像雨如雨浇灌到地上。
So are the prayers rising up from the saints on earth being joined in bridal unity with the prayers of the saints in heaven, the spirits of just men made perfect.
那这样呢，在地上神的圣灵的祷告就往上升，在天上与天上的圣者就是那个得以完全的人的灵这些的圣人他们的祷告呢是连在一起。
My bride is a fragrance to me.
我的心腹是对我来说是个香气。
A fragrant offering before me, says the Lord.
是个馨香的祭在我面前。
She is precious, and the words of her lips are sweet and pure, sharp and true like an arrow, mighty in strength and purity of motivation.
它是非常的宝贵，它舌上的话语是非常的甘甜纯洁，而且精准真实，像一颗箭一样的大有能力，而且在那个动机上非常的纯洁。
I have prepared a place for my bride, a banqueting table in the presence of her enemies.
我为我的心腹已经预备了地方，就是在她敌人面前一个筵席。
She will dine in splendor with me as her enemies look on, gnawing their own tongues in agony.
她会在荣耀里跟我一同坐席用餐，当她的仇敌在痛苦当中一面的来观看。
There is a supper being prepared of the choicest meats and the finest wines.
一个晚宴正在被准备当中，是最丰富的食物跟美酒。
It is the incense of my bride that prepares this banquet.
是我心腹的那个香，是他的香预备这个筵席。
It is the fuel of heaven, the furnace of the prayers and intercessions of my bride.
是我心腹的祷告带到那个火炉当中的祷告，成为天上的那个燃料。
I see a cloud the size of a man's hand coming in from the northwest, moving over the coastland of Canada and over Vancouver.
我看见一片的云彩像人的手那么大，就从呢西北开始呢经过呢加拿大的海岸，然后呢在温哥华的上空。
Surely the rains are coming, the mighty rain of the Spirit of God.The rains of cleansing, repentance, renewal, revival, refreshment, restoration, and transformation, says the Lord.
真的，那个雨就要来了，而且是极大的雨，是圣灵的雨。这些雨是做洁净，是悔改，是复兴，是更新，是转化。
I will do a mighty work in my Chinese bride in Vancouver, and she will come to my banqueting table, for a feast has been prepared for her, says the Lord.
我要在我温哥华的华人的心腹当中做一个极大的工作，她就会来到我的筵宴桌，因为一个很丰富的筵席为她预备了。
And the light and the joy and the wine of this banquet will spill out into the Chinese community around her.
然后这个筵宴当中的美酒那个喜乐那个光彩要流到周遭的华人的社群。
And they too will taste of my goodness.
他们也会尝到我的美善。
Many will come to me and be cleansed because of the banquet I am preparing in Vancouver.
因着我为温哥华所预备这个筵席，许多的人会来到我面前得洁净。
I see a cloud the size of a man's hand.
我看见了一片的云彩，一片云像人的手一样。
It is the prayers of my people which have risen up like a mist.
这是呢我子民的祷告就往上升，好像一些雾一样。
From the sea.
就是呢从海里上来。
And will surely be poured out like a heavy rain upon Vancouver.
然后呢它会成为呢大雨在浇灌在温哥华上。
I hear the sound of a heavy rain coming in the northwest, says the Lord.
我听着在西北。来的那个大雨，主说
，Gird up your loins that you might run swiftly ahead of the rains before they overtake you.
快速的来舒起你的腰，而快速的奔跑让这个大雨没有来到之前哈。
Run to Jezreel, the valley of sowing.
要跑到耶斯列，就是那栽种的谷山谷。
For the seed has been sown in Jezreel, and the heavy rains are coming.
因为呢，在耶斯列已经栽种了种子，现在大雨将要临到。主说
，As surely as the Lord lives, and salvation and deliverance will spring up from the ground among my Chinese bride.
这样，救恩释放要从地上兴起，在我华人的心腹当中。
And she will grow mightily and be multiplied in her thousands, says the Lord.
她会荣耀的增长，而且会倍增到千数。主说
，Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Let's pray into this bride of Christ.
我们为这个祷告。
I'd like you to take any position before the Lord.
我愿意我们在神面前一个这样的位置。
Whether you want to kneel or whether you want to stand.
任何的位置，无论是你是跪着或者站着。
Some of you feel you want to prostrate before the Lord.
甚至有些愿意来呢，完全的匍匐在地上。
Just be totally free to come before the Lord.
你可以完全的自由的来到父神面前。
The Lord has given a prophetic word to this church. The Lord has given a prophetic word.
神把一个先知性的话语给这个教会。
We want to receive this word in our spirit.
所以在灵里我们要接受这个话语。
Because it is our spirit that receives the word and allows it to flow into our entire being.
因为是我们的灵接受这个话语，让这个话语来在我们全人充满。
And we as an entire church also have a spirit.
那我们作为整体一个教会，也有教会的一个灵。
It is not the spirit of each and every individual person, and you add them all up together, and then you get the spirit of the church. It's not that way.
不是说我们个人的灵加起来就成为教会的灵。
It is the spirit that God has given when you became a church.
是当你成为一个教会的神，是时候神给这个教会的灵。
If you remember, I don't want to make this a teaching, but I just need to give you a few fundamentals in order to understand this.
我就解释用一些的基础的教导几句。
When John wrote to the seven churches in the book of Revelation,
当约翰写信给启示录七个教会
he never said in his letter to the pastor of the church in Smyrna.
他没有说呢，这个信是给这个教会的牧师。
Or to the pastor in the church in Ephesus.
不是给以弗所教会的牧师。
He said to the angel.
是呢，给以弗所的使者。
He said to the angel of the church.
是呢，教会的使者。
So when you became a church.
所以讲到这个教会的使者，这天使。
God sent an angel.
神差遣他的使者。
And he watches over you.
然后这个天使是来看顾看守这个教会。
And that's why the church has a spirit.
所以教会是有一个灵。
The way the church will go,
那个教会会往哪一个方向？
Your angel will go with you.
然后呢，你的天使使者就会跟着你那个方向。
If you become apostate,
如果呢你来悖逆神，
which means if you come against the Lord, which you will not come.
你抵挡了神，离弃神。
I know you love the Lord.
你是非常爱神，我知道。
I'm just giving you an example.
我就是一个例子。如果一个教会离弃神
，the angel will become apostate.
甚至 the angel will become apostate.
Yes.
那个使者也会变成一个悖逆的使者。
So, with this simple understanding, we'll just keep it at that level just now.
我就简单的这样说了一点。
But maybe when we come next year, we'll talk more about something of the deeper levels of the Spirit of God here.
或者明年再来讲深一点。
So, as we receive this word into our spirit,
当我们把这个话语领受进入我们的灵，
the word is being received into the spirit of the angel. Who's the spirit? But it's being received by the angel too.
所以呢，这个话也是被这使者的灵也接受。
And he is watching over that word in your life as a church.
然后呢，这使者呢看守这个话在这个教会当中。
Okay, you can receive that much.
So, 你愿意来领受刚才所释放的话语吗？
Great.
好。
So let's pray into that word now.
所以我们为这个话语来祷告。
Yeah, Father, we just thank you for the word.
父啊，为这个话语我们感谢你。
You spoke to our sister Jill.
透过我们的姐妹 Jill 所说的。
We thank you that you are delighted in the prayers of your people here.
谢谢主，你为着这个你的子民在这里的祷告，你满意。
These are a holy people.
这是一个圣洁的民。
A royal priesthood.
是一个祭司的国。
A people set apart.
是分别为圣的。
A people called out from the world.
是从世界被呼召出来的。
To come before you as a holy people.
来到你面前是圣洁的国民。
To be given.And to be called by heaven, to be called by heaven,
是从天上呼召
as the sons and daughters of the Most High God,
称为至高神的儿女
And so, Lord, as we come before you as your sons and daughters in this place,
所以主，我们作为你的儿女来到你面前，在这里
in your prophetic word which comes from your mouth to us,
从你的口中释放给我们的话语。
We want to receive that word.
我们要领受这个话语。
With all our heart.
全心的来领受。
That we may be the kind of people that you've called us to be.
以致我们成为你呼召我们要成为的这样的人。
Yeah. Lord, in the word you said.
主，你话语里面说。
I see a cloud as big as the fist of man.
我看见一片云，如同人的手一样大。
As Elijah had to watch over that word.
正如以利亚要。看着这个话，来守着这个话。
So that the rains would come down.
以致那个雨会降下来。
Lord, you're asking this church to watch over that word.
求主让这个教会来守着这个话。
So that when the heavy rains of revival will come.
以致这个复兴的大雨来到的时候。
The heavy rains of restoration will come.
复兴的大雨来到的时候。
The heavy rains of change in this nation will come.
以致改变这个国家的大雨会临到。
Because your bride here is watching over that word.
因为你在这里的心腹在守着这个话。
Because your bride has taken that word into their heart and into their spirit.
因为你的心腹把这个话领受进入他的灵。
And so, Lord, we pray, come, Lord.
所以我们祷告说，主啊，请你来。
Come, Lord, send your rain.
主啊，请你来。降下你的恩雨
Send your rain of restoration, Lord.
降下你父亲的恩雨
Yes, restore your church, Lord.
来复兴你的教会
Restore your church in Vancouver.
恢复你在温哥华的教会
Restore your people to a holy priesthood.
恢复你的子民成为一个圣洁的子民
Restore the pastors to a holy priesthood.
恢复你的牧师们成为圣洁的祭司
Yes, Lord, may this nation not suffer.
不会面对灾祸。
The judgments of God in the end times.
不需要面对神在末世的灾那个。
Because if people here will pray for them.
因为如果在这里子民要祷告。
They will pray for restoration.
为着复兴来祷告。
Lord, when you sent Jonah to Nineveh.
当你差遣约拿去尼尼微。
And you told the city of Nineveh, in 40 days I will destroy you.
当你对尼尼微说四十天之后这个
城市
要面对倾覆，但是如果你悔改
and the king
那王
repented
就悔改
and sent a decree to the whole place of Nineveh
而且在全国
that everyone would fast and repent
来呼吁全国必须要见识悔改
Lord, you accepted that repentance
你就接受他们的悔改
and you turned away your judgment
你就转而不审判你的围城
so also Lord when your church in this place begins to pray for Vancouver
所以主啊当你在这里的教会为着温哥华来祷告
the judgments over this city will change
对这个城市的审判会改变
yes, Lord, the hard hearted will be changed
这些心里刚硬的人会改变
Lord when they tear down the altars to Satan in this place
他们会拆毁对偶像的那些的祭坛
Lord, you will bring change in this nation
你会在这个国家带来转化
yes Lord yes Lord
给这个基甸的灵来拆毁祭坛的那些的偶像祭坛的力量给我们
Lord I pray that you will train your bride
in
the spiritual commission of tearing down satanic altars,
就是有这个属灵的这个使命来拆毁对偶像的、对邪灵的这些祭坛。
Lord, I pray that they would not run off quickly and do this in their own human emotion, for it is dangerous.
让我们也不是凭着人的力量很危，而且是很危险的来做这个事。
But they will learn carefully about how to apply the blood of Yeshua and how to be commissioned to do the work that Gideon did and Elijah did and still be safe with their families.
但是呢，是接着耶稣的宝血，而是领受差遣来像以利亚跟基甸来这样的做这个拆毁偶像的事，以致他们的家人也都会蒙保守。
I pray that you would raise up a Gideon band of mighty warriors in the spirit.
主啊，请你兴起一个基甸的这样的勇士的军队在灵里面。
I pray that their words would reach the heavens and be sharp arrows in the hearts of the king's enemies.
让他们的话语可以达到天上，在仇敌的面前，如同有能力的箭一样。
I pray that as her prayers rise up to you, Lord, it would fill up that bowl of incense in Revelation chapter 8. And when that bowl is filled, it says you've poured it out upon the earth.
让你子民在这里的祷告升到天上，以致在启示录八章那里那个碗满了，让你的审判可以浇灌在地上。
I pray that the prayers of this bride and the intercessions of her unity would create an open heaven over this church
yes,
and even over a region surrounding this church, Lord,
yes, Lord.
As she begins to pray and intercede
yes,
at a deeper
yes,
level, Lord. She is already praying your
yes,
heart,、
Lord.
But I pray for an acceleration in
yes,
prophetic、
Lord.
Declaration.
Thank you,
主啊，当他们在你的心腹在这里合一的祷告的时候，主啊，我也求你让他们更深一层次的，是有先知性的宣告跟代祷释放出来。
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray a blessing on your people here.
主啊，我们来祝福你在这里的子民。
We pray a blessing for obedient hearts.
来祝福这里的顺服的心。
And there are desire in their hearts to serve you, Lord.
他们的心渴慕来服侍你。
Serve your end time purpose.
就是为了这末世的
In this place.
心意来成就。
In this place, Lord.
就在这里，求你成就你末世的心意。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.